with heart and hands and voices. Oh, wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices. Who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father now be given, the Son and him who reigns with him in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore. For thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Praise to you, O Christ. Hallelujah.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God be gracious to us and bless us.
And make his face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known on earth.
Your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Let the peoples praise you, O God. The earth has yielded its increase. God shall bless us. Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray together the collect of the day. Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 20. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. The God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share in my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You're invited to stand and we speak the Alleluia and verse. Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel is from Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of life? If then you are not able to do a small thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. We sing the sermon hymn, Gracious God, You Send Great Blessings, 782, hymn 782. Gracious God, you send great blessings, new each morning all our days. For your mercies never ending, for your love we offer praise. Lord, we praise that we, your people, who your gifts unnumbered claim. Through the sharing of your blessings may bring glory to your name. By your word you form creation, filled with creatures large and small. As we tend that endless treasure, may your care encircle all. Lord, we pray that we, your people, who your gifts unnumbered claim, through the sharing of your blessings may bring glory to your name. In his earthly life our Savior knew the care of faithful friends. May our deeds of dedication offer love that never ends. Lord, we pray that we, your people, who your gifts unnumbered claim, through the sharing of your blessings may bring glory to your name. Heavenly Father, may our caring bear the imprint of your grace. With the Son and Holy Spirit, praise be yours in every place. Lord, we pray that we, your people, who your gifts unnumbered claim, through the sharing of your blessings may bring glory to your name. The sermon will reflect on both the readings from Luke 12 and Philippians 4. I begin by rereading from Luke 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. If you would like to follow along, the sermon notes are on the very back of the bulletin. The regularly assigned gospel reading for Thanksgiving is the reading in which Jesus healed the 10 lepers and only one came back to give him thanks. And we just had that as a gospel reading on which I preached about a month ago. So that reading I changed and I added this one in which Jesus talks a lot and teaches a lot about possessions that he gives us and our attitudes towards those possessions and our attitudes of our Heavenly Father towards us to take care of us. We see a very close connection between faith in God and thankfulness. Where there is faith in God, there flows thankfulness. And it's interesting because one thing you note in Jesus' teaching from this Luke 12 reading is that he says, be careful of that. And don't do this, and be careful of this. He teaches us what our faith will look like, how our reaction to God will be. One thing he talks about right at the beginning of that reading is don't have covetousness. Don't covet what others have. Desire, be jealous, we might say. One thing is when that attitude comes to our mind and we're jealous of what somebody else has, we're not thankful for what we have, but we're saying, God, you're not giving me enough, like that person over there. And Jesus reminds us in that part that possessions are not our life. Our life is with God. It's not our possessions. He tells that wonderful parable about, if you remember the arch book, The Rich Fool. He was rich, but he was foolish. And so sometimes also we humans can say, well, I have plenty now. I think I'm going to be fine for many, many, many years. And if we think like that, we can get into the thinking that I don't really need God's help. I'm okay. But as the parable goes, Jesus taught that very night, God demanded his soul. We might be okay, we think, in a worldly way for years and years and years, but God might call us tonight. Are we ready for him tonight? Being rich towards him and not just in possessions. Another theme that Jesus picked up in those teachings was anxiousness. And this is a worriedness that this overcomes your mind and your heart and it takes all your attention, this anxiousness. If we become so anxious that we focus on this problem or that situation so much, we might be indicating to God, well, I'm not going to bring it to you. I don't think you can help me, or you don't care about me, or you don't listen to me. We just focus on the anxiousness in our own emotion and worry rather than focusing on what God has done, does, and will do for us. That whole section of his teachings, Jesus' concluding thoughts is, he said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants his followers, his disciples, to not be afraid. So don't be anxious. Don't let this consume you, your worry consume you. Don't be jealous. Just fear not. He wants to give you his kingdom. It is your Heavenly Father, and he cares for you. Fear not. From the Philippians reading, we see that the people in Philippi, the Christians in Philippi, were very generous. And we heard how Paul gave thanks to them for all that they were doing for him. These people were living out their faith in many ways. And he tells them, rejoice in the Lord always. Now think about this connection between being faith and being thankful and rejoicing. You know, Sometimes we teach our children, or we remind ourselves or each other, we should go to Thanksgiving service, or we should give thanks to God for this. And internally, or the child may say, all right. Not much rejoicing in that, is there? Now, there's a goodness in that you're training yourself or your child or whatever the situation might be to be thankful. That training, that reminding is good. But sometimes the rejoicing isn't there. All right. Then also sometimes you know that we can get an overwhelming gift or a surprise or something that catches us and, wow, thank you. And there's a rejoicing in the thankfulness. As God gives us his Son and all things in his kingdom, he wants us to have that rejoicing quality. He wants us to see how much he gives us and how much he loves us, so that it's not like, all right, that's the sin coming out. But really, God, thank you. A genuine thank you from the heart. I know I deserve this, did not deserve this. I know this is so much. Thank you. Sometimes we're goaded along. It's like, all right. But God is saying, see how much it is. See how much it is. See how much I love you. Don't be worried. And he wants the rejoicing to come up in us. Paul also says there in that reading, reasonableness, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. And the way I use that word reason or reasonableness, it doesn't quite make sense. I was looking at different translations. The King James Version says, let your moderation be known to everyone. The New International Version says, let your gentleness be known to everyone. The New American Standard Bible says, let your gentle spirit be known to everyone. In that word, in that sense, the Greek there is, it's a moderation, but it's a reasonableness, it's a gentleness, it's a moderation. And why would our attitude of moderation or gentleness, why is that important? Well, God, our Heavenly Father, has been gentle with us, hasn't he? And so also, he has given a spirit of gentleness, of moderation, of reasonableness, that we look through things and we're happy and we're rejoicing, but we understand these things and we don't want to force anybody. And Paul says, let that be known. Let that be known among you. As God has been gentle with us, so we are also gentle with one another. Another thing that Paul says in those couple of verses is, the Lord is near. He says, the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious. Now, just in those words alone, just think of that. God knows everything that's going on. He knows everything we know and more. I see this side of the problem and that depth of the problem, but he knows the other side of it. He knows the years that led up to that problem. He knows what will result from it. He's near. He's close at hand. So he says, don't be anxious. God's at hand. He's right beside you. He knows everything that's going on. And in that little section, Paul concludes, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, made known to God. How wonderful that is, that we are invited to bring all things to God. All concerns, all situations, he knows them, but we're also invited to bring all these concerns to him. And this is in a response to what Jesus said. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And we are his little flock. We bring our concerns and questions and thanksgivings to him. For he has provided all that we have, and he promises we are going to be in his kingdom forever. So he's going to keep us well until he calls us home. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for calling us to be your sons and daughters. We ask you to always build up our faith in you, to trust that you are watching over us, that you know all our concerns, and to give us faith with rejoicing, bring thanksgiving to you, to make our requests and supplications to you, our worries, let them come to you. And reveal to us how great you answer them, how near you are, so that we can say, thank you, Lord, for taking care of me, for hearing me, for saving me. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. We sing the hymn, Sing to the Lord of Harvest, 893. Sing to the Lord of harvest, sing songs of love and praise. With joyful hearts and voices, your hallelujahs raise. By him the rolling seasons in fruitful order move. Sing to the Lord of harvest a joyous song of love. God makes the clouds rain goodness, the deserts bloom and spring. The hills leap up in gladness, the valleys laugh and sing. God fills them with his fullness, all things with large increase. He crowns the year with blessing, with plenty and with peace. Bring to this sacred altar the gifts his goodness gave. The golden sheaves of harvest, the souls he to save. Your hearts lay down before him when at his feet you fall. And with your lives adore him who gave his life for all. The congregation is invited to stand. We confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed, after which we say the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church, the petitions written in the bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In thanksgiving for God's blessings, especially the bounty of the earth, that he would be gracious to us and shine his face upon us in Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all ministers whom the Lord sends, that we do not live by bread alone, but may hear the word that comes from the mouth of God and live. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the homes of God's people, that they would be places of blessing and love, that husbands and wives would cherish each other and honor their vows of faithfulness, and that God would bless the children given to their care. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For peace among the nations, that our Almighty God would continually defend us against all who would threaten violence and war, and that he would bless our leaders, especially our president, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws in our nation, state, and local communities. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick and suffering, and we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Carlene, Grace, Sue, and Steve, Rick, Brandy, Maverick, Jeff, Heather, Gary, Pastor Nauman, Pastor Shiwi, Pastor Sigmund, and Ohio District President Dr. Kevin Wilson. That our gracious God would bring healing to all in need, according to his will, and deliver them from their affliction, granting them a patient heart in adversity and grace to sustain them in the day of trouble. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the weary, that hope would sustain them. For the poor and hungry, that the church would be generous in her support of them. And for an end to all jealousy and strife, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who mourn, that the God of comfort would bless them with confidence in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. And thanks for those who have gone before us in the faith, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. These and whatever else you would have us ask of you, O God, grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing the hymn, God Bless Our Native Land. God bless our native land, firm may she ever stand through storm and night. When the wild tempests rave, ruler of wind and wave, do thou our country save by thy great might. So shall our prayers arise to God above the skies, on him we wait. Thou who art ever nigh, guarding with watchful eye, to thee aloud we cry, God save the state. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Just a note before we sing the closing hymn, and Jeff told me to change the prayer for him in a prayer for Thanksgiving. We've been praying for his eye, and he just went to the eye doctor yesterday, And it's really, really healing up well. So his name won't be on there next week, but today was a prayer of thanksgiving for the healing of his eye. We sing our closing hymn, 892.
Come ye thankful people, come, praise the song of harvest home. All be safely gathered ere the winter storms begin. God our Maker doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, praise the song of harvest home. All the world is God's own field, fruit unto his praise to yield. Wheat and tares together sown, unto joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take his harvest home. From his field shall in that day all offenses purge away. Give his angels charge at last, in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in his garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come to thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. There forever purified, in thy garner to abide. Come with all thine angels, come, raise the glorious harvest home.